Gentlemen, we have yet failed to reveal the canker of evil within this mortal vessel. But fear not, we shall ascertain it yet. One lair remains which may harbor the spore of malignancy, the uterus. I have anatomized many females and have established that it is an organ much influenced by the moon and seasons. Thus, for our last demonstration, we will turn our gaze to this dark part which so deeply influences the female countenance.
The female countenance!
It seems only right and true to seek the blush of evil here, since it was woman who introduced evil unto the world.
Evil unto the world!
This certainly is the body's least governable organ, filled with animal vitality.
Animal vitality!
The very seat of hysteria. The womb, like any animal, possesses an appetite most rapacious. Indeed, you can hear it rumble and growl as it roams about the body. The uterus is the fertile field in which man's seed doth grow. We all share our origin therein. However, we must recall this organ is ruled by hot blood. What do you find, Strang? Is it unwholesome?
It is an object of wonder, yet not unnatural in any aspect. See, gentlemen, the walls of the uterine chamber are half an inch thick and quite firm in consistence. They are composed of non-striped muscle mingled with fibers which can stretch. They are lined with a membrane of a mucus film. There is nothing abnormal herein.
My fine gentlemen, do not despair that our dissection has come to an end and we have as yet failed to find the elusive mark of the devil. Be not disheartened, for we have gained much knowledge. We know now where evil is not. And at the break of day, we shall renew our distinguished hunt, if not in this subject, then in some other. One should not lose sight that necropsy is the foundation of our knowledge of the nature of man. Thus, all criminals who are subject to being anatomized after death do in some way advance the greater social cause. Imagine, gentlemen, if we good citizens of science were allowed to investigate murderers and thieves before they were hanged. Imagine how noble their contribution would be.